You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. So Louisiana's regular legislative session is scheduled to come to a close in 4 days, 4 days in which to get a state budget approved and before the governor's desk. But as things stand now, there will likely be a special session to address what remains to be fixed in what has been put together to save charity hospitals and health care at the expense of other government agencies. Last week, the Senate Finance Committee made some adjustments to the budget. But to say committee members were less than enthusiastic would be an understatement. Finance Chairman Senator Eric LaFleur, Democrat from Ville Platte, termed the state spending plan as a pretend budget and had a few other words to share about it during the committee meeting as well.
This is the craziest, most cockamamie budget we could ever pass, but it helps us to demonstrate the magnitude of the problem, that you lose $1 billion in revenue, you can't just continue to operate even under status quo.
The Senate Finance Committee's version of the budget would fund many of the health care programs that were cut, approved, and passed by the House of Representatives, things like the state's safety net hospitals and a Medicaid program that allows thousands of elderly to live in nursing homes. This move was aimed at preventing more than 30,000 nursing home residents from being evicted due to the cuts. Senator LaFleur had more to say.
The way it came from the House hurt tons of people, the most fragile people. We're replacing them at the expense of other basic core services that are in state.
The committee took nearly 25% from more than a dozen state agencies. TOPS, the popular tuition program, suffered another cut as well. It's now 70% funded. Even though the budget passed unopposed, members aren't suggesting it should become law. But by making changes, they let their funding priorities be known. Senate President John Alario, Republican from West Wego, pointed to the tug of war between funding for higher ed and health care, saying,
"If we have to make a choice, we choose life first."
And so the Senate Finance Committee's budget goes to the Senate floor, where some political insiders say the hope here now is for both the Senate and House to find some common ground. However, if the Senate's version goes too far against what the House has already approved, there's much doubt in Baton Rouge that a budget solution will happen before the special session, which is expected to convene in 1 week. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.